Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah, Summa Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher, and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram, Nuri Mujassam, Shah Bani Adam, Ahmad Mukhtar, Janabi Muhammad Rasulullah, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. Welcome, dear viewers. You are watching this program called Treasures of Wisdom, Alhamdulillah, in which we learn and we convey the blessings of wisdom in the things that we do. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In today's program, we are discussing the wisdom of visiting the sick. Subhanallah, what are the hikmah and wisdom and blessings in this great act? Subhanallah. So dear viewers, stay locked and tuned with us until the end. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wassalamu alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Before we go any further, dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we have a beautiful kalam, Mere Lafzo Me Shamsud Duha, by a Muballigh of Da'awat Islami, Zubair Attari. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this program. Trust me, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have a maqsad and niyat, subhanallah, and that niyat and the intention is to convey the message of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, if you would practice upon any of these blessed ahadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will most definitely reap blessings as well. So enjoy this program, and for now we will be listening to this beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mustafa, 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 Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Rasul Allah, Mere lafzon mein shams o duha مشعل مدحة مصطفى ہو ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں ایسی ایک نعت لکھنے کی یا رب مجھ کو توفیق دے زندگی ایک نعت لکھنے کی یا رب مجھ کو توفیق دے زندگی میں ان کی زلفوں کی خوشبو سونگا ہوں ان کی زلفوں کی خوشبو سونگا ہوں ان کے قدموں کی یا ہٹ بتا دوں میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ وہ میری شاعری میرا فن ہے میں سخن ہوں وہ جان سخن ہے وہ میری شاعری میرا فن ہے میں سخن ہوں وہ جان سخن ہے اپنا سب کچھ انہی کا دیا ہے، اپنا سب کچھ انہی کا دیا ہے، اپنا سب کچھ انہی پر لوٹا دوں، میرے لفظوں میں شمس و ضحا ہے، میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا، مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ، مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ، قافلے جا رہے ہیں مدینے اور حسرت سے میں تکرا رہا ہوں، قافلے جا رہے ہیں مدینے اور حسرت سے میں تکرا رہا ہوں، یا لپٹ جاؤں قدموں سے ان کے، یا لپٹ جاؤں قدموں سے ان کے، یا قضا کو پھر اپنی صدا دوں، میرے لفظوں میں شمس و ضحا ہے، میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا، مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ، مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ، ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں، میری بخشش کا ساما یہی ہے، میرے دل کا بھی ارما یہی ہے، میری بخشش ساما یہی ہے، میرے دل کا بھی ارما یہی ہے، ایک دن ان کے روزے پہ جا کر، ایک دن ان کے روزے پہ جا کر، ان کی نعتیں انہی کو سنا دوں، میرے لفظوں میں شمس و ضحا ہے، میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا، مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ، مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ، ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں، ہے تمنا کے ڈھل جاؤں یا رب، پہ کرے اس وے مصطفیٰ میں، ہے تمنا کے ڈھل جاؤں یا رب، پہ کرے اس وے مصطفیٰ میں، مسکراؤں اگر سنگ بر سے، مسکراؤں اگر سنگ بر سے، ہر برے کو بھلی سے دعا دوں، میرے لفظوں میں شمس و ضحا ہے، میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا، مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ، مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ، ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں، کاش آئے جب ان کی سواری ہے حدیب ان کے قدموں کے نیچے، کاش آئے جب ان کی سواری ہے حدیب ان کے قدموں کے نیچے، کھینچ کر روح کو تن سے باگے، کھینچ کر روح کو تن سے باگے، اس کی چادر بنا کر بچھا دوں، میرے لفظوں میں شمس و ضحا ہے، میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا، مشعل مشعل مدحة مصطفى. هل أنذركم من جمداد؟
سبحان الله سبحان الله ما شاء الله. May Allah Kareem allow the love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to overpower our nafs, and may we become obedient to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and completely follow his sunnah. Mere lafzo mein shams al-duha, this not reciter is none other than our Zubair al-Taris. May Allah Kareem accept his initiative and make us all the Naat Khans of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, today's program is about wisdom of visiting the sick. And sickness is such, dear viewers, that only when you're sick, you value health. For a person who never fallen sick in his life wouldn't know what is the value of health. So those who are sick, especially in the hospitals and at various places, fighting for their lives, may Allah Kareem, for the sake of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant them speedy recovery, dear viewers. Remember, visiting and offering condolences is a blessed sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would travel to visit the companions who lived on the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. This is the display of his remarkable level of humility, humbleness, and compassion towards the Muslims, towards his blessed Sahaba alayhi muridwan. In fact, Allama Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he states that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would inquire about the companions who were not even present. If they were ill, he would go to visit them. If they were traveling, he would pray for them. Allahu Akbar. And if they had passed away, he would pray for their forgiveness. He would also inquire regarding people's circumstances and issues and advise them accordingly. This is the teachings and the sunnah of our Aqa and Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And trust me, dear viewers, there are many, many lessons for us in these narrations. So we too should visit the sick, as this is from among the rights of the Muslims, that you go and visit your sick fellow Muslim brother and sister. Unfortunately, we are living in such hard and difficult times that Allahu Akbar, let alone visiting the brother when he's sick, there are brothers who don't even attend the janaza of their own brothers. they are siblings and brothers who are from one mother and father, but have major differences between them. There's bitterness surfacing right above on the top. And that can be found in their attitude. Trust me, brothers in Islam, dear viewers in Islam, may Allah Kareem forgive our sins. If the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst being the king of both the worlds, whilst being the owner of both the worlds, visited his companions, then we as well should adopt this blessed practice of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, our mission and our maqsad on this planet is to attain Allah's pleasure. Business, work, and these things that we face on a daily basis is part of life. Your ultimate maqsad and the wisdom behind your being and your existence in this planet is to actually worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. And after these actions, which is obligatory and fard upon us, without which we will be sinners, we will be deserving the hellfire. Namaz, roza, hajj, zakat, these are the faraid and obligatory acts which every Muslim has to abide by. After these actions, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, which is the best action? Allahu Akbar. The beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, replied to his companions, and listen attentively, he says, after faraid, the best action is to make happiness enter into the hearts of the believer. Allahu Akbar. It is to make the Muslim happy. And how can you make a person happy? You can never always cheer a person with your wealth, with gifts and presents, but sometimes with your physical appearance and presence. Yes, dear viewers. Because we partake in their happiness. When somebody has bought a new home, a new vehicle, he has got a new job, we go to congratulate them, especially on their birthdays and happy occasions such as weddings and other ceremonies. But when a person is rubbing his heels on the hospital bed, fighting for life, gasping for breath, the very same brother that you were so concerned about, it's very difficult and hard for us to make room and time to go and visit such a person. And trust me, you ask that sick person who is for 1 or 2 weeks in the hospital, what would you like? he would say that, aside from me recovering, I would wish for my brothers and sisters to come and visit me. I'm waiting for so-and-so person. On many accounts, the imams of the masajid, and this is the advice of Amiri al-Sunnat as well, for the Aimma Kiram, for the imams and leaders and muballighs of this beautiful deen of Islam, that as leaders, people look up to you. People would desire for you to come and make dua for them. Those pious individuals of society and those elders of the society and families should always keep this in mind, that this is one of the best sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yani important sunnah. Well, if you leave this, it causes enmity, it causes anger, it causes distance between two brothers who were so close, because that brother is actually affected with this thought that how come I was in hospital for several days and this brother didn't even come to see me, nor did he even pick up the phone to ask and inquire about my health. This is the reality, brother Islam. How many of us actually focus our minds towards this aspect, dear viewers of Madani Channel? Allahu Akbar. Yes, to be, subhanallah azza wa jalla, giriftar in the love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and may we become the true patients of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That following his sunnah and abiding by the laws of Islam, and we are actually giriftar and captivated by his love, this should be our bimari di of viewers of Madani Channel. But unfortunately, this is not the case. The poet says so beautifully, har vaqt taraqi pe rahe de mohabbat, har vaqt taraqi pe rahe de mohabbat, changa na ho bhi bimar tumhara changa na ho maulana kabhi bimar tumhara har waqt taraqi pe rahe dard e mohabbat. O messenger of Allah azza wa jal sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may my love for you forever increase in my heart, and may I become a patient of your love and never recover from this. Allahu Akbar. Changa na ho maula kabhi bimar tumhara. Ameen, thumma ameen. So this is the reality, dear viewers, that bimaris and sicknesses, whether it's in headache, ear pain, whether it's in your mouth, whether it's in your tummy, these are such sicknesses. It becomes an expiation for your sin that you have committed during your lifetime. When we get sick, we quickly rush and haste to the doctors, go to the pharmacies, find medications that could relieve us from the sicknesses. But there are companions who would not look for medicine, for they knew that for as long as I'm sick, my sins are being pardoned. And we cannot even bear one night of fever, restless, tossing and turning on the bed, looking for different medications. But how many of us, after even looking for cure, and you should look for cure, you should search for cure, but together with that, why we don't develop this mindset that for as long as I'm sick, Allah is washing away my evil deeds and my sins that I had committed. In fact, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Allah, 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 he states, this is because a fever spans the energy of 1 year. It saps the energy of 1 year. And it has also been said that humans have 360 joints in their bodies. And a fever affects every single joint of a person. You feel like your bones are cracking, it's paining, there's pain between every joint. So you experience this pain in every joint of your body. Hence, every joint is subject to a pain and difficulty, which is why every joint becomes an expiation for 1 year, 1 day. Allahu Akbar. 360 days in a year, and for every day, one bone. Expiation from sins. Subhanallah. May Allah Kareem, for the sake of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, pardon our sins, dear viewers of Madani Channel. This is the wisdom behind illness and sicknesses. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon us and forgive us without accountability for their sake, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, we have a beautiful clip that we would request the viewers to please kindly watch, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. These are the characteristics of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the unique, unparalleled akhlaq and andaz of our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would even visit those who were actually not even close to him. If the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw some people in the area that would come to visit or would pass or make salam, even if they had not embraced Islam at that point in time, and when the beloved Nabi would hear about their sickness and illness, he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would haste, as we mentioned earlier, even on the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara. Those days, the mode of transportation were camels and donkeys and horses. Today we have fast vehicles, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Those days, things were difficult to go and visit people at far distances. But today we have helicopters and jets and planes, and yet, let alone our friends and relatives, our own family members who have blood relations with us are suffering for several weeks, days and months and years. We have no time to go and visit them, to follow the sunnah. Remember, there's a hadith of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When a person walks, as he takes each step towards the sick person, an angel from the skies announces, "O person walking towards the sick one, your walking is blessed. And now you have walked towards your place in Jannah." Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So every step of the person going to visit is also a blessing, and there's wisdom and hikmat in this. And therefore the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, tabi'een and tabi'i tabi'een, pious predecessors, would never leave this beautiful act of giving their condolences to those who were grief-stricken. Can you imagine what can be the condition of that companion? Like Mawla Ali radiyallahu anhu, on several occasions when he fell sick, the beloved Nabi would come to visit him and make dua for his well-being, and even taught him to make dua. What dua to make for your sickness to be removed? He would visit Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha. He would visit Hazrat Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hi. And when a sick patient is blessed with this opportunity that he makes ziyarah of the greatest creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and when he's asked directly from the beloved Nabi, "How do you feel? What do you think will be the condition of that companion?" Hi. Allahu Akbar. Only the thought of the beloved Nabi and his blessings is a means of removing your sickness, dear viewers. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, states in his beautiful poetry when he penned this amazing couplet, he says, "Unke nisar koi kaise hi ranj mein ho, unke nisar koi kaise hi ranj mein ho, jab yaad aa gaye ho, sab gham bhula diye hain, jab yaad aa gaye hain, sab gham bhula diye hain, unki mahak ne dil ke." No matter how great and severe and heavy was the pain and takleef that you endured and went through, but the thought of the master is such that when he comes into your mind, into your heart, every pain is then forgotten. Every sorrow then leaves the heart. Allahu Akbar. This was the state of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu as well, when he was freed from Umayyah, who tortured him and oppressed him. And he states that, "In the state, I received a lot of oppression from Umayyah bin Khalf. I was his slave and he was my master. But as I was being whipped or being tied to the pole under the scorching heat of Arab, you know, under the sun, I would see the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wasallam pass by. And when he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would pass by, he would smile at me." And this is the summary of a beautiful narration. He says, "Bas, I used to see him and I used to forget all those pains that I used to go through." Allah, Allah, Allah. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Recite the Quran. Recite the Hadith. Recite Durood-e Pak in your mind, in your heart, from your tongue. When you're sick, send Durood and Salawat upon him. These are those actions that we don't do. Because a sick person usually cannot recite anything. He feels irritated. But if you have the ability and capacity to do so, dear viewers, recite those du'as, which we will mention just after this beautiful clip that we have prepared for the viewers of Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The ascension is one of the particularities of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam physically went to Masjid al-Aqsa from Masjid al-Haram, and from there, all seven skies, and to the Kursi and the Arsh, and even above the Arsh, in a very brief part of the night. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beheld Allah Almighty with his own blessed eyes and heard his kalam without any means. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wa salam came to the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only. Before this, he alayhi salam never went to any other Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Angels mentioned the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the wisest amongst all creation. Some Islamic scholars have narrated there are total 100 parts of intellect, after which 99 parts have been bestowed upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whereas only one part has been given to all the believers. After narrating it, Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a tabi'i pious person, has said, in 71 books I have read that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the wisest person amongst all people and has the best opinion. According to a narration, it was written in all these books, if the intellect which Allah Almighty has bestowed upon all people from the beginning of the world to its end is compared with the blessed intellect of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then the intellect of all the people will be like a particle of sand in contrast to the sand of the entire world. Allahu Akbar. Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dihlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, if it is said that there are total 1,000 parts of intellect, out of which 999 have been bestowed upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and one part is given to all the people, then it is also possible, because the miracles of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam have been proved in very huge numbers. So whatever is said regarding his divinely bestowed superiority is correct. In order to learn more sunnahs of Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in order to increase your love for our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it's a humble request to the viewers of Madani channel to come to the Madani Kafilas and come to the weekly Ijtima of Da'wat-e Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability that we increase our love for beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Welcome back, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So we just heard about the amazing qualities and characteristics of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Uthman Ghani, the third Khalifa in Islam, states, when I fell sick, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited me. And he consistently and continuously recited these words. What did he recite? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. U'idhuka billahi al-ahad as-samad alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahadun min sharri ma tajid. Allahu Akbar. Commencing with the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the most gracious, the most merciful, I admit you into the refuge of Allah Azza wa Jalla from the evil of the difficulty you have. He has no offspring, nor is he born from anybody, from anyone, and there is no one equal to him. This is the dua the beloved Nabi would make when Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu would fall sick, dear viewers. Subhanallah. See, aap is andaaz se dekhe. Even when it came to Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu or any other companion, for example, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, when he fell sick, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived and made dua in these words. Allahumma inni as'aluka ta'jeela afiyataka aw sabran ala baliyatika aw khurujan min ad-dunya ila rahmatika. O Allah, I ask you for a quick recovery, O patience upon a tribulation from you, O for me to leave this world and be admitted into your mercy. It is stated that if you make this dua for a person, then Allah will grant him any one of the three: either speedy recovery, either patience upon affliction, or being admitted into the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has even taught us through his andaz, besides making dua, what to ask and what not to ask. This is something which is very common and very widely observed. In South Africa, the visiting hours in hospitals could be for an hour or two. Sometimes you miss your loved ones. Some people go extreme, passing all limits, and they would visit the hospital or the sick patient in the hospital. And hame nahi pata ki what is his actual sickness, we would like to ask, but we ask the patient. And we expect the patient to know every single problem that he's going through. From what he's experiencing is one thing, but what the doctors have said. Sometimes if some things are kept secretive from him and family members do not want you to ask such questions, we end up asking questions that we're not supposed to ask the sick patient. Sometimes when he thinks about the same question or the answer to the question, oh, the doctor said this, I have this problem or that problem, then that alone becomes heavy upon him and he will fall sick again, because the tension and the thought is another sickness altogether, which doesn't allow a person to recover. He could be resting, he could be sleeping, he could be overdosed with medications. So when we take up time of a patient, how to stand, what to speak, what not to speak, subhanallah, all these can be found from the blessed sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, these things observed that we expect for the person to eat from our hands simply because we brought the food and came. Kabhi kabhi zabardasti khilate hain. Woh banda keh bhi raha hai ki bhai main kha nahi sakta. I'm unable to eat at this moment, but it's our love and passion that we have that we want him to eat. Sometimes the doctor could have, you know, rechecked his diet, and the dietitian would give certain food to the patient to eat. We bring food from our homes and come. It's also love and muhabba, but without force. This is done with affection. It's done in such a way that you wouldn't offend the patient or ask him so many questions and offend him in that way. Everything has a limit. Even when it comes to visiting the patients, dear viewers. Unfortunately, we have very few people who practice this, and the majority of the people who, Allahu Akbar, wouldn't even visit their mothers, their parents in hospitals. Son is a doctor himself, and other doctors are saying to his mother, he's in another place. People don't have time to travel and to go and visit, to go and see. Whereas the patient recovers 50% from his illness if he gets to see and meet the person who he was eager to meet with from a very long while, especially with whom he's close. If the patient is close to the son and daughters, these are the same people that don't come often. Whereas the patient is willing and eager to meet with them. That one hug, your one smile, your one conversation with her could have caused her sickness to be removed. Whether it's fever, whether it's flu, whether it's some virus, whatever the case may be. Dear viewers, it's my earnest appeal to the viewers out there and to myself as well, that inshallah azza wa jalla, let's follow this beautiful sunnah of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of visiting the sick, subhanallah. And trust me, dear viewers, there's blessings for you in this, and there's blessings for the patient who's being visited, subhanallah. Follow the protocol, follow the shari'i rules and regulations as well, without intermingling and causing gunas and sins during this beautiful act of worship that you're going to do. Yani, you are pleasing Allah Azza wa Jalla by doing this action. You're making the beloved master happy. But together with that, your way of reaching there and the gunas and sins which a person can be exposed to in the hospital, depending in which ward you are going to, keep all these behind your mind and practice upon the sunnah. Trust me, you will see a difference in your life. Amir al-Sunnah says,
teri sunnaton pe chal kar meri rooh jab nikal kar teri sunnaton pe chal kar aqa teri sunnaton pe chal kar meri rooh jab nikal kar chale tum gale laga chale tum gale lagana madani madine wale madani madine wale aqa madani madine wale madani madine wale madani madine wale meri aane wali nasre tere ishq hi mein mach le unhein nek tum bana la la unhein nek tum bana la la madani madine wale madani madine wale madani madine wale teri jab ki deed hogi جب میری دید ہوگی میرے خواب میں تم آنا مدنی مدینے والے یہ مریض مر رہا ہے آقا تیرے ہاتھ میں شفا ہے اے طبیب جلد آنا اے طبیب جلد آنا مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز، ڈیئر ویورز، انشاءاللہ وی ول بی بیک ود انادر ایپیسوڈ آف دا پروگرام کال ٹریجرز آف وزڈم. سبحان اللہ، صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
ٹریجرز آف وزڈم، ٹریجرز آف وزڈم، ٹریجرز آف وزڈم، treasures of it.